hip-hop, loops, sampling. All of these things are what we hold to be commonplace in our everyday music. And all of it, or at least mostly, can be traced back to a few amazing people who pioneered what music will be for the next three decades. Today we're going to be looking at one of those people. His name is Grandmaster Flash. Joseph Sadler was born on January 1st, 1958 in Bridgetown, Barbados. Emigrating to the United States, he would grow up in the Bronx, New York, attending Samuel Gompers High School. Although he didn't do any music in school, his parents played a very large role in nurturing his passion for music. And many of the artists that we cover, if their parents had any large role, they were musicians or workers in the industry. Sadler's was different. His father had a great passion for music, both in the Caribbean and in the States, collecting hundreds and hundreds of records. Ever since Sadler was a kid, he would be fascinated by his father's record collection. Looking in his closets, admiring the dozens of records that were stacked on top of each other, this would then nurture his desire to be a DJ, artist where the instruments are not strings, but records. After high school, Sadler would collaborate with multiple rappers like Curtis Blow and Love Bug Starsky. This would be one of the first instances of Sadler's experience in the burgeoning scene of hip-hop. He would eventually form his own group with Keith Cowboy, Melvin Glover, and Nathaniel Glover, and they would perform under the name Grandmaster Flash and the Three MCs. Over a few member changes, it would bring two more rappers in, Guy Todd Williams and Eddie Morris. This would make them into the group that we all know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Pioneering the freestyle rap scene in New York as well as MCing, the group would gain fame quickly. Their rapping phrases would be quickly adopted among other groups and would get the chance to perform regularly at the Disco Fever in the Bronx, one of the first to have a permanent gig as a hip-hop group. In 1980, the group would sign to Sugar Hill Records and would begin to start touring and releasing singles. One of those singles would be The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. This pivotal single was one of the first in recorded music to depict disc scratching, and many would come to agree that this is the single that would be the hallmark of DJing. The single would consist of Blondie's Rapture, Michael Viner's Incredible Bongos Band, Apache, Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, Sheik's Good Times, and the group's own Freedom. This single would demonstrate the virtuosic skill of Sadler and introduce three techniques that were revolutionary: the backspin technique, punch phrasing, and scratching. The backspin technique is using two of the same records in rotation, however manually looping a certain segment of the song. In the single The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash and On the Wheels of Steel, Sadler's would loop the bassline of Another One Bites the Dust, continuing that beat throughout the song. Punch phrasing or clock theory is the same idea as backspin technique. Over a beat mix, the DJ would loop in or punch a certain phrase of the song, usually a melody. In the same song, over the Queen beat, Sadler will punch in the chorus melody of Sheik's Good Times and use the clap from Spoonie G Master's jam to make a percussing punch loop phrase. Again, changing the overall feel of the song, even though independently are already established songs. Finally, scratching. Although something that has already been done, Sadler would further develop the technique, not only using it for the sake of scratching or to add a different sound, but to add a percussive element to the entire piece. In the same song that we're all looking at, Sadler would make a percussive scratch during the melody of their own song, Freedom. This is why people celebrate this song so much, as it has exhibited so much, as it showed so much. See, the thing about DJs is that the sheer skill and knowledge of records. If Paul McCartney is the genius writer, then Grandmaster Flash was the knowledgeable archivist, knowing the ins and outs of every record he had. Know when the chorus starts, ends, where the punch was, the kick. Every beat in that song is written down and remembered. And the songs and this postmodern creativity is what made the rap scene today, using the loops and samples of past work to be reworked, remade into something that is new, fresh, and exciting. And that's all for today, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. I had a real good time learning about Grandmaster Flash and reading up on him and knowing about the ins and outs of early DJ work. You know, today, you only really hear DJs with digital samples or everything's digitized. And it still invokes a lot of skill. But knowing about Grandmaster Flash's work and the other DJs that helped pioneer the style all had to do it by hand, by memory, everything on the fly.